Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'een, Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Ladina an'amta 'alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi 'alayhim wa ad-dallin. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahim. We forever thank Almighty God Allah and worship Him and give Him all honor and respect to Him. Alhamdulillah. We are tuned in today to the Good Life for the Quran and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. Our first half is we read 1/30 of the Holy Quran, and inshallah, other people will dial in and join us. Alhamdulillah. Right now we're on An-Nisa, Surah 4, number 148. And we start off 148, An-Nisa. Allah loveth not that evil should be noised abroad in public speech, except where justice has been done. For Allah is he who heareth and knoweth all things. Whether ye publish a good deed or conceal it or cover evil with pardon, verily Allah doth blot out sins and hath power in the judgment of values. Those who deny Allah and His messengers, and those who wish to separate Allah from His messengers, saying, we believe in some but reject others, and those who wish to take a course midway, they are in truth equally unbelievers. We have prepared for unbelievers a humiliating punishment. For those who believe in Allah and His messengers, make no distinction between any of the messengers. We shall soon give their due rewards. For Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillah. We turn the page now, in section 22, number 153, Surah 4. Section 2, number 153. The people of the book asked thee to cause a book to descend to them from heaven. Indeed, they asked Moses for an even greater miracle. For they said, show us Allah in public. But they were dazed for their presumption by thunder and lightning. If they worshipped the calf, even after clear signs had come to them, even so we forgave them and gave Moses manifest proofs of authority. And for their covenant, we raised over them the towering height of Mount Sinai. And on another occasion, we said, enter the gate with humility. And once again, we commanded them, transgress not in the matter of the Sabbath. And we took from them a solemn covenant. They have incurred divine displeasure in that they broke their covenant, that they rejected the signs of Allah, that they slew the messengers in defiance of right, that they said, our hearts are the wrappings which preserve Allah's word. We need no more. Nay, Allah has set the seal on their heart and their blasphemy, for their blasphemy, and little is it they believe that they rejected faith, that they uttered against Mary a grave false charge, that they said in boast, we kill Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him. The soul was made to appear to them. And those who differ therein are full of doubts, with no certain knowledge, but only conjecture to follow. For with surety they killed him not. Nay, Allah raised him up unto himself, and Allah is exalted in power wide. And there is none of the people of the book who must believe in him before his death, and on the day of judgment he will be a witness against them. For the iniquity of the Jews, we made unlawful for them certain foods good and wholesome, which had been lawful for them, and that they hindered men from Allah's way, that they took usury, though they were forbidden, and that they devoured men's substance wrongfully. We have prepared for those among them who reject faith a grievous punishment. But those among them who are well-grounded in knowledge and believers believe in what has been revealed to thee, and what was revealed before thee, and especially those who establish regular prayer and practice regular charity and believe in Allah. In the last day, to them shall we soon give a great reward. Alhamdulillah. Let's see what we got here. Alhamdulillah. Right now, we're on section 23, number 163. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Alhamdulillah. We have sent the inspiration as we sent it to Noah and the messengers after him. We sent inspiration to Abraham, Ismail, Isaac, Jacob, and his descendants, to Jesus, Job, Jonah, Aaron, and Solomon. And to David, we gave the Psalms. Of some messengers, we have already told thee the story. Of others, we have not. And to Moses, Allah spoke direct. Messengers who gave good news as well as warning that mankind, after the coming of the messengers, should have no plea against Allah. For Allah is exalted in power, wise. But Allah beareth witness that what he hath sent unto thee, he hath sent from his own knowledge. The angels bear witness, but enough is Allah for a witness. Those who reject faith and keep off men from the way of Allah have verily strayed far, far away from the path. Those who reject Allah and do wrong, Allah will not forgive them nor guide them to any way except the way of hell to dwell therein forever. And this to Allah is easy. O mankind, the messenger has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him, eternal Rajim. O mankind, the messenger has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him. It is best for you. But if you reject faith, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah aught but the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, was no more than a messenger of Allah and his word, which he bestowed on Mary and the spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his messengers. Say not Trinity, desist. It will be better for you, for Allah is one God. Glory be to him. Far exalted is he above having a son. To him belongs all things in the heavens and on earth. And enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. I'm at section 24, 172.
Oh.
Alhamdulillah.
All right. Bishop Manahin Christ, this day is not to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdainish his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. But those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous chastisement. Nor will they find besides Allah any to protect or help them. O mankind, verily, there have come to you a convincing proof from your Lord. For we have sent unto you a light that is manifest. And those who believe in Allah and hold fast to him, soon will he admit them to his mercy and grace from himself, and guide him to himself by a straight way. They ask thee for a legal decision. Say, Allah directs. Allah directs us. That's about those who lead to descendants and are ascendants as heirs. If it is a man that dies, leaving a sister but no child, she should have half the inheritance. If such a deceased was a woman who left no child, her brother takes her inheritance. If there are two sisters, they should have two-thirds of their inheritance between them. If there are brothers and sisters, they share the male having twice the share of the female. Thus does Allah make clear to you his law, that ye least you err, and Allah has knowledge of all things.
Could you continue reading right there, and let me do a little housekeeping here?
Yeah, okay. Ma'ida, the table spirit. Uzubayna, Shaitan, Rajim, Bishrak, Rahim. O ye who believe, fulfill all obligations lawful unto you for food for all beasts of cattle, with the exception name. But animals of the chase are forbidden while you are in the sacred precincts or in a state of pilgrimage. For Allah doeth command according to his will and plan. O ye who believe, violate not the sanctity of the rites of Allah, nor of the sacred month, nor of the animals brought for sacrifice, nor the garlands that mark out such animals, nor the people resorting to the holy, to the sacred mosque, seeking of the bounty and good pleasure of their Lord. But when you are clear of the sacred precincts and of the state of pilgrimage, you may hunt, and let not the hatred of some people and once shutting you out of the sacred mosque lead you to transgression and hostility on your part. Help ye one another in righteousness and piety, but help not ye one another in sin and rancor. Fear Allah, for Allah is strict in punishment. Forbidden to you for food are dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, and that on which hath been invoked the name of other than Allah, that which hath been killed by strangling, or by a violent blow, or by a headlong fall, or by being gored to death, that which has been partly eaten by a wild animal, unless you are able to slaughter it in the form that which is sanctified, unless you are able to slaughter it in due form, that which is sacrificed on stone altars, forbidden also in the division of meat by raffling with arrows, that is impiety. This day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion, yet fear them not, but fear me. This day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor unto you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. But if any is forced by hunger with no inclination to transgression, Allah is indeed all forgiving, most merciful. They actually, what is lawful to them as food, so lawful unto you are all things good and pure, and what you have taught the beast and birds of prey, training them to hunt in the manner directed to you by Allah. Eat what they catch for you, but pronounce the name of Allah over it, and fear Allah, for Allah is swift in taking account. This day all things good and pure made lawful unto you. The food of the people of Bert is lawful unto you, and yours is lawful unto them. Lawful unto you in marriage are not only chaste women who are believers, but chaste women among the people of the book revealed before your time, when you give them their due dowers and desire chastity, not lewdness. Take of them as lovers. If anyone rejects faith, fruitless is his work, and in the hereafter he will be in the ranks of those who have lost all spiritual good. O you who believe, when you prepare for prayer, wash your faces and your hands and arms to the elbows. Rub your heads with water and wash your feet to the ankles. If you had a state of ceremonial impurity, bathe your whole body. But if you are ill or on a journey, or one of you cometh from the privately, or you have any contact with women, and ye find no water, then take for yourselves clean sand, or earth, and rub therewith your faces and hands. Allah do not wish to place you in a difficulty, but to make you clean and to complete his favor to you, that you may be grateful. And call and remember the favor of Allah unto you, and his covenant which he ratified with you. And you said, we hear and we obey, and fear Allah, for Allah knoweth well the secrets of your hearts. O ye who believe, stand out firmly to Allah's witnesses to fair dealing, and let not the hatred of others to you make you swerve to wrong and depart from justice. Be just, that is next to piety, and fear Allah, for Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do. To those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, how Allah promises forgiveness and a great reward. Those who reject faith and deny revelations will be companions of the fire. O you who believe, call in remembrance the favor of Allah unto you when certain men form the design to stretch out their hands against you. The Allah will back their hands from you. So fear Allah, and on Allah let believers put all their trust.
Alhamdulillah. Let me get in there. Praise be to Allah. Allah did, after time, take a covenant from the children of Israel. And we appointed 12 captains among them. And Allah said, I am with you if ye but establish regular prayer and practice regular charity and believe in my messengers, honor and assist them, and lend to Allah a beautiful loan. Verily, I will wipe out from you your evils and admit you to gardens with rivers flowing beneath. But if any of you after this resistant faith, he has truly wandered from the path of rectitude. But because of their breach of their covenant, we cursed them. We made their hearts grow hard. They changed the words. They changed the words from their right places and forget a good part of the message that was sent them. Nor wilt thou cease to find them, barring a few ever bent on new deceits. But forgive them and overlook their misdeeds, for Allah loveth those who are kind. From those too who called themselves Christians, we did take a covenant, but they forgot a good part of the message that was sent them. So we exchanged them with enmity and hatred between the one and the other for the day of judgment. And soon will Allah show them what it is they have done. O people of the book, they have come to you, our messengers, revealing to you much that ye used to hide in the book, and passing over much that is now necessary. Allah hath come to you from there hath come to you from Allah a new light and a perspicuous book. Therewith Allah guideth all who seek his good pleasures to ways of peace and safety, and leadeth them out of darkness by his will unto the light, guideth them to a path that is straight. And blasphemy indeed are those that say that Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. They, who then hath the least power against Allah, if his will were to destroy Christ, the Son of Mary, his mother, and all, everyone that is on earth. For to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all that is between. He createth what he pleaseth. For Allah hath power over all things. Both the Jews and the Christians say, we are sons of Allah and his beloved. Say, why then doth he punish you for your sins? Nay, ye are but men of the men he hath created. He forgiveth whom he pleases, and he punisheth whom he pleases. And to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between. And unto him is the final goal of all. O people of the book, now hath come unto you, making things clear unto you, our messenger, after the break in the series of our messengers, lest ye should say, there came unto us no bringer of glad tidings and no warner from evil. But now hath come unto you a bringer of glad tidings and a warner from evil. And Allah hath power over all things.
Remember, Moses said to the people, O my people, call in remembrance the favor of Allah unto you when he produced prophets among you, made you kings and gave you what he had not given to any other among the peoples. O my people, enter the holy land where Allah hath assigned, which Allah hath assigned to you, and turn not back ignominiously, for then you would be overthrown to your own ruin. They say, O Moses, in this land are people of exceeding strength. Never shall we enter it until they leave it. If once they leave, then shall we enter. But among them, God-fearing men, were two on whom Allah had bestowed his grace. They said, assault them at the proper gate. When once you are in, victory will be yours. But on Allah put your trust if you have faith. They said, O Moses, we should never enter it as long as they are in it. Go thou and thy Lord and fight ye too while we sit here. He said, O my Lord, I have power only over myself and my brother. So separate us from the various people. Allah said, therefore will the land be out of their reach for 40 years. In distraction will they wander through the land. But sorrow thou not over these rebellious people.
Recite to them the truth of the story of the two sons of Adam. Behold, they each presented a sacrifice to Allah. It was accepted from one, but not from the other. Said the latter, be sure I will slay thee. Surely, said the former, Allah fights with those who are righteous. If thou dost stretch thy hand against me to slay me, it is not for me to stretch my hand against thee to slay thee. But I do fear Allah, the cherisher of the world. For me, I intend to let thee draw on thyself my sin as well as thine, for thou wilt be among the companions of the fire. And that is the reward of those who do wrong. The selfish soul of the other led him to the murder of his brother. He murdered him. He became himself one of the lost ones. Then Allah sent a raven who scratched the ground to show him how to hide the shame of his brother. Woe is me, said he. Was I not even able to be as this raven and to hide the shame of my brother? Then he became full of regret. On that account, we ordained for the children of Israel that if anyone slew a person, unless it be for murder or for spreading mischief in the land, it would be as if he slew the whole people. And if anyone saved a life, it would be as if he saved the life of the whole people. Then although there came to them our messages were clear signs, yet even after that, many of them continued to commit excesses in the land. The punishment of those who wage war against Allah and his messenger and strive with might and main for mischief through the land is execution or crucifixion or the cutting off of hands and feet from opposite sides or exile from the land. That is their disgrace in this world, and the heavy punishment is theirs in the hereafter, except for those who repent before they fall into your power. In that case, that Allah are forgiving, most merciful.
O ye who believe, do your duty to Allah, and seek the means of approach unto him, and strive with might and main in his cause that ye may prosper. As to those who reject faith, they had everything on earth and twice repeated to give as ransom for the chastisement of the day of judgment, it would never be accepted of them. Theirs would be a grievous chastisement. Their wish will be to get out of the fire, but never will they get out thereof. Their chastisement will be one that endures. As to the thief, male or female, cut off his or her hand, a retribution for their deed, an exemplary punishment from Allah, and Allah's exalting power full of wisdom. But if a thief repent after this crime and amend his conduct, Allah turneth to him in forgiveness, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Knowest thou not that to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth? He punishes whom he pleases, and he forgiveth whom he pleases, and allows power over all things. O messengers, let not those grieve thee who race each other into unbelief. Whether be among those who say we believe with their lips, but whose hearts have no faith, or it be among the Jews, men who will listen to any lie, will listen even to others who have never so much as come to thee. They change the words from their right places, and they say, if ye are given this, take it, but if not, beware. If anyone's trial is intended by Allah, thou hast no authority in the least for him against Allah. For such it is not Allah's will to purify their heart. For them there is disgrace in this world and in the hereafter a heavy punishment. They are fond of listening to falsehood or devouring anything forbidden. If they do come to thee, either judge between them or decline to interfere. If thou decline, they cannot hurt thee in the least. If thou judge in equity between them, for thou lovest those who judge in equity. But why do they come to thee for decision when they have their own Torah before them? Therein is the plain command of Allah. Yet even after that, they would turn away, for they are not really people of faith.
It was we who revealed the law to Moses. Therein was guidance and light. By its standard have been judged the Jews by the prophets who bowed, as in Islam, to Allah's will, by the rabbis and the doctors of law. For to them was entrusted the protection of Allah's book, and they were witnesses thereto. Therefore, fear not men, but fear me, and sell not my signs for a miserable price. If any do fail to judge by the light of what Allah has revealed, they are no better than unbelievers. We ordained therein for them life for life, eye for an eye, nose for nose, ear for ear, tooth for tooth, and wounds equal for equal. But if anyone remits the retaliation by way of charity, it is an act of atonement for himself. If any fail to judge by the light of what Allah has revealed, they are no better than wrongdoers. And in their footsteps, we sent Jesus, the son of Mary, confirming the law that had come before him. We sent him the gospel. Therein was guidance and light and confirmation of the law that had come before him. A guidance and an admonition to those who fear Allah. Let the people of the gospel judge by what Allah has revealed therein. If any do fail to judge by the light of what Allah has revealed, they are no better than those who rebel. Indeed, we sent the scripture in truth, confirming the scripture that came before it and guarding it in safety. So judge between them by what Allah has revealed and follow not their vain desires, diverging from the truth that has come to thee. To each among you have we prescribed a law and an open way. If Allah had so willed, he would have made you a single people, but his plan is to test you in what he has given you. So strive as in a race in all virtues. The goal of you all is to Allah. It is he that will show you the truth of the matters in which ye dispute. And this he commands, judge thou between them by what Allah has revealed, and follow not their vain desires, nor beware, but beware of them, lest they beguile thee from any of that teaching which Allah has sent down to thee. And if they turn away, be assured that for some of their crimes, it is Allah's purpose to punish them, and truly most men are rebellious. Do they then seek after the judgment of the days of ignorance? But who for a people whose faith is assured can give better judgment than Allah? O ye believe, take not the Jews and the Christians for your allies and protectors. They are but allies and protectors to each other. and he amongst you that turns to them for protection is of them. Verily, Allah guideth not her people unjust. Those in whose hearts is diseased, thou seest how eagerly they run about amongst them, saying, we do fear lest a change of fortune bring us disaster, or perhaps Allah will give thee victory or decision according to his will. Then will they repent of the thoughts which they secretly harbored in their hearts? But those who believe will say, are these the men who swore their strongest oaths by Allah that they were with you? All that they do will be in vain, and they will fail. They will fall into nothing but ruin. Will you believe if any from among you turn back from his faith, soon will Allah produce a people whom he will love, and they will love him. Lowly with the believers, mighty against the rejecters, fighting the way of Allah, and never afraid of the reproaches of such as find fault. That is the grace of Allah, which he will bestow on whom he pleases. And Allah encompasseth all, and he knows all things. Your real protectors are no less than Allah, his messenger, and the fellowship of believers, those who establish regular prayers and regular charity, and they bow down humbly in worship. As to those who turn for protection to Allah, his messenger, and the fellowship of believers, it is the fellowship of Allah that must certainly triumph.
O you who believe, take not for friends and protectors those who take your religion for a mockery or a sport. Whether among those who receive the scripture before you or among those who reject faith, but fear Allah if you have faith indeed. When you proclaim your call to prayer, they take it but as mockery and sport. That is because they are people without understanding. Say, O people of the book, do you disapprove of us for no other reason than that we believe in Allah and the revelation that has come to us and that which came before us? And perhaps that most of you are rebellious and disobedient. Say, should I point out to you something much worse than this as judge by the treatment it received from Allah? Those who incurred the curse of Allah and his wrath, those of whom some he transformed into apes and swine, those who worship evil, Sahut, and there are many times worse in rank and far more astray from the even path. When they come to thee, they say, we believe. But in fact, they enter with a disbelief, and they go out with the same. But Allah knoweth full all that they hide. Many of them doeth thou see racing each other in sin and transgression, and their eating of things forbidden, evil indeed are things. Why do not the rabbis and the doctors of Allah forbid them from the habit of uttering sinful words and eating things forbidden? Evil indeed are their works. The Jews say, Allah's hand is tied up. But their hands are tied up, and they accuse thee. And be they accursed for their blasphemy thereof. Nay, both their hands are widely outstretched. He giveth and spendeth for his bounty as he pleases. But this revelation that cometh to thee from Allah increases in most of them their obstinate rebellion and blasphemy. Amongst them we have placed enmity and hatred to the day of judgment. Every time they kindle the fire of war, Allah doeth extinguish it, but they ever strive to do mischief on earth, and Allah loveth not those who do mischief. If only the people of the book had believed and been righteous, we should indeed have blotted out their iniquities and admitted them to the garden of bliss. If only they had stood fast by the Torah, the gospel, and all the revelation that was sent to them from their Lord, they would have eaten both from above them and from below their feet.
Did you skip something?
Let me be there.
Are you at 66?
Yeah, I'm on 68. I'm going to read that again. If only they had stood fast. Yeah, 66. If only they had stood fast by the Torah, the gospel, and all the revelation that was sent to them from their Lord, they would have eaten both from above them and from below their feet. There is from amongst them a party of the right course, but many of them follow a course that is evil. O messenger, proclaim the message which has been...
Let me read 67. O messenger, proclaim the message which has been sent to thee from thy Lord. If thou didst not, thou wouldst not have fulfilled the prophet and proclaimed his mission. And Allah will defend thee from men who mean mischief, for Allah guideth not those who reject faith. Say, O people of the book, ye have no ground to stand upon unless you stand fast by the law and the gospel and all the revelation that has come to you from your Lord. It is the revelation that cometh to thee from thy Lord that increases in most of them their obstinate rebellion and blasphemy. But sorrow thou not over these people without faith. Those who believe in the Quran, those who follow the Jewish scriptures, and the Sabians and the Christians, and any who believe in Allah on the last day and work righteousness, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. We took the covenant of the children of Israel and sent them messengers every time there came to them a messenger with what they themselves desired not. Some of these they call impostors, and some they go so far as to slay. Alhamdulillah. Slay. They thought there would be no trial or punishment, so they became blind and deep. Yet Allah in mercy turned to them. Yet again, many of them became blind and deep. But Allah sees well all that they do. They do blaspheme who say Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. They do blaspheme who say Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. But said Christ, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Whoever joins other gods with Allah, Allah will forbid him the garden, and the fire will be his abode. There will, for the wrongdoers, be no one to help. They do blaspheme who say Allah is one of three in a trinity, for there is no God except one God. If they desist not from their word of blasphemy, verily a grievous penalty will befall the blasphemers among them. Why turn they not to Allah and seek his forgiveness? For Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Christ, the Son of Mary, was no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers that passed away before him. His mother was a woman of truth. They both had to eat their daily food. See how Allah doth make his signs clear to them, yet see in what ways they were deluded away from the truth. Say, will you worship beside Allah something which has no power either to harm or benefit you? But Allah, it is he that heareth and knoweth all things. Say, O people of the book, see not in your religion the bounds of what is proper, trespassing beyond the truth, nor follow the vain desires of people who went wrong in times gone by, who misled many and strayed themselves from this even way. We're at number 78.
Curses were pronounced on those among the children of Israel who rejected faith by the tongues of David and of Jesus, the son of Mary because they disobeyed and persisted in excesses. Knowing that they forbid one another the iniquities which they committed, even indeed were the deeds which they did. Thou sayest many of them turning in friendship to the unbelievers, even indeed are the works which their hands souls have sent forward before them, with result that a law's wrath is on them, and in torment will they abide. If only they had believed in Allah and in the prophet, and what was revealed to them, never would they have taken them for friends and protectors. But most of them are rebellious wrongdoers.
Stones
among men.
That's it. I think that's it, my brother.
All right. Another day.
We have finished the sixth juice. We'll start on the seventh juice tomorrow.
Yeah, so how you feel,
Brother Rashad?
Oh, alhamdulillah. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, you know, just reading of the Quran, man.
Yeah, you know, it's a great blessing, you know, because, you know, and many people do it during Ramadan. We are about to do it every year, you know, during Ramadan, you know. But alhamdulillah, man. Yeah, reading it, you know, yeah, it's a great blessing, alhamdulillah. Yeah, I was listening to Ayman earlier, you know, tuning on Ayman. The Sajdah was started early this morning, about, at least he did, you know, early this morning, about 4:20, something like that, you know. So I was listening to him earlier, but yeah, alhamdulillah, best way to start the day.
You say Fajr prayer came in like 4:20 or so?
It's about 4:20.
Do he make the commentary right and what he prays and then make the commentary after, right? Right? He prays after.
And then come on to read, you know, a portion of the book and then he gives, you know, commentary. And then
it
goes
you know. So how does he choose the particular area to read?
Oh, he just starts from, you know, he does the same thing that we're doing.
Or he starts off at like a certain juice?
Yeah, you know, it just starts from the beginning, you know, the first ayat go all the way to the end from Surah 1, Al-Fatiha. To all the way to the end, you know, 114.
Oh, okay. So I see. Well, I might tune in to that at time. But
so what?
If you like on the weekends, I'll have time to really get up early. I used to listen to the Lifeline, get up at 3:00.
Oh yeah, man.
And
yeah.
And listen to Lifeline. Yeah, so have you been listening to Lifeline too?
Not that often. The other day I tuned in. I think Tuja was giving a talk the other day.
Tuja comes on every Friday, and then he and his son, what's his name? I forgot his name, but he lets his son every Friday, and then Akbar, he comes on in Wednesdays.
That was Akbar. I recognize the voice, you know. I thought it was Peter, but yeah, that was Akbar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, praise be to Allah. Yeah, brother. So, good teaching, good preaching. And it's good to stay close to believers, you know, talking the good talk.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And everything. I was talking to Brother Mubashir about my website. I might make a change, you know, to instead of university, Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University, because he says, well, in our culture, when you say university, it really means something special. And we know Farad did that, and when he named the University of Islam, but that was just to lift us up. But I've yet to let people in on looking at the website, but I'm gonna change it. I think I'm gonna change it to Academy, a STEM Academy of Space Exploration, Yeah. And then do a blast and let people know. The brother really has added, you probably haven't dialed into the website lately, but, he really made some great additions. I was able to talk to him, in the very beginning, and he captured my mission, my intent, my vision, and then he created the website, and he's doing a great job, man. It's almost like, golly, he just took it over,
It's a very detailed website,
Is that right? Detailed.
Yeah. It's a real good website, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what I'm going to do, too, is get my daughters to read. This would be a good thing, man. Every morning we read 1:30 to get my daughters to look at, because they really don't get too much Islamic teaching. I bring the paper home, and they hear me talk, they hear me, but they've kind of like gone the way of their mother, But they kind of finding out now where it's at, So I don't know. We might start inviting people to read with us in the morning, I'm gonna put that text out, Soon we kind of finalize some of the loose ends of the website. And kind of like move out on it. because one of the things I found out that I was doing was when I know I have to get up, I get up about 4:45 and make the prayer, make the first prayer, and then I'm ready for 5 a.m. to read the 1:30, But it just seemed like I was always, when I was sleep, I couldn't sleep because I was always worried about being able to be on time with the reading 1:30. But 5 o'clock in the morning, that's not really no big thing. I used to do that back in the day. I used to get up about 5. That's when the Al-Islam was very, very new and exciting. Get up early in the morning and read and be memorizing surahs and everything. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, so it's going, inshallah, it's going to be all right. All praise be to Allah.
Oh, yeah. Just keep working at it in a righteous way, Just keep working at it in a righteous way.
In a righteous way, inshallah, we know that we're doing the right thing, we're doing the right. If any people anywhere on earth, we know we're doing the right thing, and here's my brother, Muksi Muhammad from Georgia. From Columbus, Georgia, but Columbus is all look like all alhamdulillah, Columbus, because you're from Columbus, Ohio, and then you went to Columbus, Georgia. Something in that Columbus. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. May Allah's peace and blessings be on all of you who's on the blog today. We thank Allah for all of us being here and pray that He have His mercy upon us. Continue to guide, doing the right thing, and remember that. The right thing is not difficult. It's only difficult when you still have a member of your mind to not necessarily you get involved with your head to get away from things that lead you to the wrong way. Not necessarily you're doing wrong things, but you lead you to the wrong way. Because the law said any time that you get confused or rough into your jihad, all you got to do is turn to what he has left you, the Quran and life of Prophet Muhammad, and spend a little bit more time on engaging in that and increasing your du'a to him, keep you on the straight way, and then you'll find that you develop the intestinal fortitude to drop some things that are distracting you a lot more easier than what you would if you still was going about it while you was going through a transition about what you want to do and how much you want to do right, et cetera, et cetera. You know, because the goal of all of us is to get to ourselves and to the point of our human development that where it's easy for us to hear and obey what Allah says they do. When choices come up and avenues with our logic and Satan logic that, well, you're still doing the same thing, you know, like the concept of many ways. There's no many ways to get to the life of al-Islam. The only way to get to al-Islam is through the Quran. You go any other way, you're just giving and making yourself vulnerable to your own thoughts and the whispers of the shaitan. You know, and you're taking your time, knowingly, in most cases unknowingly, because we are young people, and we're just now learning, even after that slave experience of our grandparents and great-grandparents, we still don't know how to utilize our time for the sake of Allah and Allah alone, you know, since our awakening. And just like children do when they grow up, they want to play, and 1 year old, that's all they want to do is play and eat. And then two, they want to do this and that, and three. And then there's a certain chronological age that you reach. And not only that, sometimes, like Allah tells us in the Quran, those of us who are been blessed to be exposed to the Quran at a very young age according to this world, or our own children when we're teaching them, you know, when we're teaching them, we get them to the point, try to get them ready to where they get to the point where they start procreating. And it's very important that they understand how sacred that is. So we start teaching our children how to protect themselves once they become able to procreate and be responsible for another human life. You know, one we say in our language wait till you grown. You know, wait till you understand the good life that's in the Quran. You know, the good life that's anywhere on this earth is in the Quran. The good life is al-Islam. You know, the good person to be is a Muslim. And then a good person that's better than a Muslim is the one who believes in what he or she had just bear witness to. And then as you strive, by exposing yourself more and more and more to the clarity and the sincerity of Allah tells us how we excel in what we're doing, you know, until we get to the point to where we're hearing a band, maybe 60% of our tests, we always going to get 60, 70s, you know, and try to get 80s. So that as a human being, we're almost at our full potential of living the good life enough to, that even in our own self, when we look in the mirror in the morning, we look around at the nice home Allah has given us or the nice control of our anger and different things that Allah has blessed us with, that we can actually tell the truth to our children without a doubt, to where they will consistently be able to see 70% of the time they see mommy and daddy doing the right thing. But they do, and we also teach them about being a human, that we're going to make mistakes, but also to be able to show them what caused us to make those mistakes and to make sure that we, like the prophet said, Sayyid Islam, we control our anger. Because when you're in a state of that level of high anticipation, Shaitan can easily get you to follow your own thoughts. But if you stay focused on the Quran and the good life that comes out of it, as we grow and as we become more sincere, that's why it's based on sincerity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or we will continue to do like a two-year-old do you know, we all have natural, like you said, as far as the scientific part of this program, we love to explore the wonder of Allah. You know, first of all, him and then his creation that he has showed us. You know, it's a natural inclination to explore this gift of life that he's given us, you know, the best of creation. So when we put ourselves up against the sun, the moon, the stars, and we see how great we are, how we had the potential in us, you know, it makes us want, inshallah, want to submit more to Allah so that we can gain more of how our nature is really is the best of creation when we compare it to other things in creation. So Allah now, but we also have a warning. There's another creature out there who has a free will like you do, to a certain amount of free will. And he is contesting you. He's saying that his will is better than yours, and he shouldn't have to bow to you. You know, so you have to be mindful, and we have to be mindful, that Allah has warned us, you know, that your focus on the Quran and the good life of the Quran and the good morals and character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can pretty well go up against Shaitan one-on-one. But if you don't have that type of focus, if you don't have that type of dhikr, if you don't have that type of taqwa, you know, a Shaitan will beat you down every time, you know, because he has already convinced you into thinking that you can go at him without the help of Allah, without the process and the uswa of Prophet Muhammad, you know, and then he'll get you. But he likes that. He wants us to provoke us. They call it provoking. He wants to provoke that ego in us. And remember, ego generates heat. So unknowingly, ego is another form of anger. And if you let it get out of control, your ego will make you kill somebody, make somebody kill you, make you lie to somebody, etc. So the things that make a human being angry, that Allah has told the Prophet to tell us, that you have to control your anger. Because there's another person out there, another creature out there who has the same type of will that you have, and he has seen you at your basics, before I gave you my will to control your creation, and then he won't be able to touch you. So the good life that we are trying to exemplify in the world today, but like I said again, we have to reflect. Remember now, what this blog is trying to do by Allah's permission is to remind all of us here in North America and especially in our community that we must remember our goal was to establish Deen al-Islam. Our way to do that was to have faith in Allah. And the way to reinforce that will follow the guidance of the Quran without a doubt, like Al-Fakir would tell us, without a doubt. And then exemplified in our creation that we are operating in now called human being, part earth, part being, that word be when Allah created us. You know, we have to maintain that focus for the good life that we are responsible for establishing here in America, because the world has suffered enough from this bad life from the mouth of Shaitan, you know, and from those who propagate his influence. So I know that's my 5 minutes. I'm trying to get some discipline myself, too. So there, if anybody would like to have something to say, give it back to Abeen, you know, and I'll wait for my next term around.
Yeah, I saw like some good preaching, good teaching. Alhamdulillah. Yes, we was talking about kind of like we've been putting the polishing touches on the website. We've been putting some polishing touches on that website, and then I'm going to really publish it for the whole our community to see. You know what I mean, and to see what we're trying to, Brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
I was told that you know, you may or you may not want to offer any kind of like personal information, but I was told a little while back, or I think of one of the shows, I think Daia mentioned that, you know, your daughter was in medical school or something, or graduated of something. What I'm getting at is she was introduced to the sciences. I mean, am I correct? You want to talk about that a little bit?
Are you talking about me or Muhammad Sharif?
No, I'm talking to you. Muhammad Sharif is that way.
No, I have one daughter who's she's been a early childhood teacher for about 4.5 years now, and I naturally, even from the time she got out of school, I was trying to get her to lean toward going to W.D. Muhammad High School and teach, or Sister Claire Muhammad School up in Atlanta, or even try to develop a weekend school here or whatever with the match here. That so we ran into some problems like that. No, but her two daughters, again, one of them is going to be a research cancer X-ray technician, you know, and learning how to use gamma rays and things like that to help with the cancer thing. And the other one is basically going down same path. She wants to be a school teacher too. She's both of them goes to Georgia State University in Athens, Georgia. They both will be going together there this year. The other one's already been a year in there. But my youngest granddaughter, she's been going to college since she was 16. Columbus State University. Now she's transferring to up in Atlanta where her sister at. And and then I have another granddaughter. She's already got a year of college tech, but she's interested in business administration. You know, so she's going to get a degree in that, inshallah. But again, you know, as a parent, my goal is try to remind them all the time, you know, to do it for the sake of Allah. You know, you can't say one thing for somebody else's family or somebody else's children, and you're not doing the same dawah on your own children and your own self all the time, you know, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're doing. Now, as far as the program, like you were saying, we just had to go back and go over if you took any notes when we first started out, you know, we know that right now, that where we're at now, the best thing to do, like from what you just said now, is to send out the letters, again, still to the same people, but ask Imam Sharif them and whoever you send the letter to, let them know what you're doing, what we're getting ready to do, or what you're doing, and give you some feedback, if nothing else, at this time, and then also at the same time, ask them would they like to contribute their Quranic understanding of the good life from the Quran that will help expedite the good life of, first of all, our school system. How can we bring back our school system from their understanding of the Quran, and what type of obligation are the believers supposed to do if they really believe in Allah, in the Quran, in the life of the Prophet Muhammad, you know? And then wait on that feedback. Now, to give you a better like that, I talked to Imam Kirkham Muhammad here in Atlanta, Georgia, and he told me to tell you that is a wonderful title, The Good Life, you know, the Holy Quran Hour. You know, I mean, he was really, really impressed with that. And then, like we said before when we discussed it, he had no problem with the consensus that, yeah, you know, it's a opportunity from Allah for us to get back refocused, you know, and because Imam Muhammad brought the right life, and he was teaching on how to get it through the teaching us in the world of one God, one Quran, I mean the Quran, and one revelation, etc., in the history of Allah's creation and all of us. He was doing that, so if we're going to get back to supporting his legacy, it's basically the same thing. He wants us to live the Quran. And that is the hardest thing that we have right now in our life and in the fracturization that Shaitan has us in. But bottom line is, our life and our death is all for Allah, and Allah is in the Quran to us. That's the only tangible thing that Allah has left us, along with the life of Prophet Muhammad, along with the life of Imam W. Muhammad, because he is on a higher status than most human beings on this earth, because he's amongst the people who Allah has raised from amongst the people, to call them back to the truth, and accept it. So we have to acknowledge that with firmness. Is the reason why we love Imam Muhammad, why we follow him, why we hold fast to his tafsir, is because he is a special human being. But we also understand what type of special he was, you know, so that we will continue to grow out of the influences that's upon us. Like I was saying the other day ago, the brother who was 50 years old talking, I told him, y'all are truly the students of Imam W. Muhammad. If your parents, if the masjid that you were attending really was given a clear understanding of the tafsir of Imam W. D. Muhammad, y'all get this straight from the horse's mouth while Imam was here. And since then, if the imams at the community that you masjid you go to, or your parents who really, through Allah's mercy, has given them a growing understanding of the life of Imam W. Muhammad, they'll know that he was a caller to the whole world like Prophet Muhammad was in his lifetime. He was exemplifying the model of the man who Allah has given to the world until the day of judgment. He was trying to give that education to us, that intestinal fortitude, that spirituality, and life, because he was trying to help get us to understand how important it is to establish the good life of the Holy Quran. Yeah, we're supposed to have compassion for the Christians and the Jews and everybody else who does, for some reason, rejected what Allah has invited them to. And because of the breakdown in the family, the breakdown in the community life, and all the different things that made the leadership go astray from teaching their people the right thing, only way any of us is going to get rid of it is to go back to the Quran. And the good life of the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad, how we as human beings are to live it, you know. So there's so you need to send that letter out again before you make your final, you know, itinerary, and let them give you some feedback back, inshallah. And then they go for putting the night, like you said, the article in the Muslim Journal and other media systems, and, you know, because it takes a lot to be like Prophet Muhammad. We already know that. But even in Allah's mercy, it's still no easy job trying to be like Imam W.D. Muhammad. You have to be bold to tell everybody in the world that the way you're living, it has a degree of vulnerability to it. But true safety, the true good life, the true education that you need, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is from the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and those of us who are sincere about whatever Allah gives us from doing that and seeking that in the Quran, in the life of Prophet Muhammad, in the people that he has raised from amongst you, to call you back to taqwa, to call you back to dhikr, you know, because you're not going to do anything until you do that. Because everything else will fail. We have history proving the skyscrapers, how they fall nowadays. You know, how man has been at war all these thousands of years because they are refusing to establish the good life according to revelation that was sent to them. You know, so again, I know that 5 minutes has gone out, and I hope that if it gets back around to me again, I'll try to expound more on that. But I told you about my daughter. That's what they're doing. You know,
yeah.
And my daughter has only one problem. What she said? She said that the money difference. Like I said, she's moving to Atlanta now to work at a multi-international elementary school. You know, right around the corner from Imam W. Muhammad High School, you know, right there in Atlanta. But see, the difference in pay, $7,000 to $8,000, and also the bad education. And I do want to mean that word, the bad education of the bad leadership that has been contending with the leadership of Imam Muhammad is still amongst us. And a lot of our children, though we teach them Quran, though we teach them Arabic, though we teach them Hadith and all like that, they still have a veil because they don't see anything. They don't see anything, and so the world has a natural false hold on them for their survival. They believe in the Quran. They believe in Allah. They believe in their parents who are Muslim. But they don't see us doing nothing for them to make the type of sacrifice, except for a few of them, because there's always believers in every generation of people. But they don't see it as a whole to where all of our children are happy to be believing Muslims. Not Muslims, but believing Muslims. They don't see it because of the bad leadership we had, and now that we're trying to recorrect by reading Quran, reading the Tafsir of the Imam, we're trying to get our life self straight. But that can happen overnight. But we're still making choices between this world and the world that Allah is offering us. And we're letting Christianity and a lot of other influences in the world dictate to us the pace of how
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, you can hear me. Okay, praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir.
Brother Rashad, assalamu alaikum. You want to comment?
No, not at all. I think the brother's doing good. I was just listening.
Mm-hmm. Praise be to Allah. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, go ahead on and inshallah, what we're going to do is tie up those, you know, I'm in between jobs, see, as a teacher, as a substitute teacher, you know, I mean, you know, in between jobs, you know, when Compton Unified School District lets out, and then it's kind of like that's it. So usually I go down to the county, and they send me out to these juvenile halls, and where our young brothers under 18 are housed, you know, who need guidance and light, you know, and alhamdulillah. So, yeah, I was just in between jobs, and I'm learning some things that I have to know. So I really haven't had a chance to really slow down and do some homework that I have to do. But it's, inshallah, it's coming there, you know, and it's coming. So, alhamdulillah. Yeah, but Muhammad, go ahead, continue. Please, my brother, go ahead and continue because you, inshallah, you have a lot to say.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to respond, bismillah, man, Rahim, to what you just said about yourself. See, that's part of the renewed mercy from Allah. To give anybody, every morning, every day when we wake up and we say, bismillah, rahman, we have to give Allah the praise for giving us another opportunity to get stronger, get more sincere, etc., about what is obvious in our faith, that there's no other better life than the Quran. We have to learn how to take our time back from the dunya, from the shaitan, from the things that he uses against our senses, our appetites, our natural creation that he's aware of when he's seen us in the raw. He know we got to eat. He know he got to feed me. So he know that as he needs to, he's always got a scheme to steal our time from us from establishing the good life of the Quran. And we have learned without knowing how deceitful he has made us into making each other go along with our time going in the wrong place. And we haven't learned how yet to be honest and truthful with each other enough and bold enough to say, well, brother, sister, you asked me the question, so I'm going to just tell you what Allah said. I'm going to just tell you what Prophet Muhammad said. And I'm going to just tell you what Imam W. Muhammad said. Because I don't want you to say what I'm going to say or if I had something to say, because we have already learned by living this lie and this false life with Satan so long, our parents, our grandparents, and everybody's history that we look into, we see the same thing. So I know you're not going to respect me telling you what to do right. But if you love Allah, if you love the truth, you'll do what Allah say do. You will do what the Quran say we do. You will do what the life of Prophet Muhammad illustrated to us, and the mercy of Allah is sent to us by giving a life and the residue top series of Imam Muhammad is a mercy. Because we are weak in living this false life and slowly but surely taking our time, which is a part of the scheme of Shaitan, taking our time to break away from it. Just like Umar and them did. They just dropped everything like the prophet did. The prophet, in our days and time, the prophet probably had almost going on to be in a multi-million dollar business. But just through one word, Ikra, he dropped it all. He dropped it all except what he needed when Allah reminded him, I don't want you to drop it all. I'll let you know when to let it go. I'm going to give you time to show the people how merciful I am and how I don't ask you to give up everything all at once. But you do have to do that eventually. When Allah said, I'll let you know, just like he did with alcohol, just like he did with everything else. He told Prophet Muhammad, continue to do your trustworthy business with people, because those people, when they see you make your change, they're going to make their change. Now, they already know and hear that you are supposed to be the prophet of Almighty God, the creator of all the world, and of Allah, because Allah's name was very prominent there. They knew, and they're watching. And Satan attacks you from all sides, through your family, through everybody, attacking your faith in being the messenger of Allah. And these people will come and support you because that's what they want to. They want the life of Muhammad before he was the Rasul, and they really want the life of Muhammad now that he is the Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are only repeating the opportunity that the believers in Islam, after their Shahada, how indeed in ashes, they will establish the good life according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his book and his messenger, Mujahid, who he raised from amongst the people, as we see in the history of Al-Islam he has been doing. You know, we still have that opportunity because he's still letting us hear the top seals of Imam Muhammad. He's still letting Imam Muhammad, you know, he's out here physically steady pointing to us. My leader is Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My leader is Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My life is Quran. My life is Quran. I want y'all to establish the life here in the United States of America, Deen al-Islam, the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, of which I am a member of, even though y'all may not be. Because if W.D. Muhammad said, I've already submitted. I've already told Allah that in my heart, I know that you know, because you have let me know in your sign, that you have accepted my submission to you, my submission to your book, and me, my submission to my leader being Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now I'm asking you, Allah, in my dua, please let the slave, ex-slaves in America who are responding to your calling through me to come forward, join hands as a community of believers, and establish the good life that's in the Quran. Establish the good human moral character that's in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah forgive me for all my sins and help them to see the good, the best thereof of me, and what it takes to be a caller of oneself to the one God, the book of Quran, the life of Prophet Muhammad, like I'm doing. That's how much he loved us, you know. So I'm just saying, again, we can go on for the next 10 years, 15 years, the next 100 years. It's according to how much that we, in our day and time of 2021, take back our time from the shaitan. Take back our time from this junior, because the laws The universal laws, the law already had them established in the Constitution of the United States of America so that Muslims will have the same freedom to show the world that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet and messenger. We have that opportunity. But we had to have the type of faith and sincerity, because the federal government said you can't discriminate nobody. You can't fire nobody because of it. You can't do it. We have to be willing to go through the court system if that is the way Shaitan come at us, or if it's racist or whatever you want to call them, human beings who hate us because we believe, try to do something without them own self, learning the law of the land that Allah had created for us. This earth belongs to the caliphs, the believers. You know, we have to fight for it on all levels. And we should thank Allah that we don't have to fight on the physical level here in America. All we got to do is just take them to court. And if it comes down to a physical level, we just take them to the fishing rope. We're not going to let nobody run over the word of Allah from God. But Allah protects his own word. But Allah said, you protect yourself with my word and establish that good life. So until we really want to establish what we believe, we're going to continue to explore all the many ways of living on this earth over and over again while we ignore the way Allah has prepared for us. That's up to us. Ain't nobody going to force us. Anyone try to coerce us to be like all the Muslim men have here in the United States of America. Ain't none of them trying to help us establish pure Islam, except for the few. We don't even have the support that Imam Muhammad had from them. Like the president of ISNA quit his job as the president of ISNA when they confronted him about, hey, you can't be talking about Imam Muhammad like that and you represent us. He said, well, y'all take like that country singer said, take this job and shove it. But I'm not going to give up. What I see in the Quran, that Imam W. Muhammad, the one standing here in the United States of America, has all the clarity as me being a human being, he's got to be the Mujahid of our time. And I'm in his time. So before I turn my back on Allah and the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad and the Mujahid that's in my vision and in my reality, I'll turn this tribalism, culturalism, materialism, whatever ISNA, and all the rest of you are trying to do, I reject it and go on my faith in Allah and my own natural ability that the federal government of the United States of America, all the way down to the county, where Allah has already created our way through this quagmire. The Mustatim is right through any kind of way of life that Shaitan come up with, any type of scheme that he's trying to come up with. The straight way is already here established in the United States of America for those of us who believe. Those who will believe in the past, those who believe right now, and those who might believe in the future. So the doorway for Christians and everybody else who we are wasting our time on, trying to beg them to what they already knew before we did, that there's one God, when the only way to show them is through deeds and actions. Because they have been conditioned to only deal with what they feel, touch, and smell. See? Because they don't have the reasoning and logic that we have. They don't have that kind of sense. You know everything they do don't make no sense in the United States of America and around the world. The only world, not even in the so-called Muslim world. The only thing that seems like it makes sense is what is in the Quran and the good life that's in the Quran. And the good life has been exemplified in the life of Prophet Muhammad. And Imam Muhammad, maybe I'll repeat with all of them, just on his own human common sense, without no guaranteed help from Allah, except that Allah said, you can do this just by having your faith in me and following my messages and my Quran. You can call the people back to the good life That's in the Holy Quran, and it's all around you. Just get your share. Because remember, the straight way is just one way out of a thousand different ways. So it's not as big as it might seem until you get on it. But when you get on that straight way, all of the universe cheer. All of the animal life cheer. All of every life that's in existence in a lost creation, they applaud and they jump up with cheer using that terminology because they know that the help of Allah is on the way. Because the model community of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is getting ready to be established so that the whole world, again, will be set free to be the human being that Allah created them to be if they want it. Now, Allah has already said now, all of them not going to make it. And all of them is going to go through all kinds of degrees of being in that hellfire. See, so we have to establish and do our part. Right now, the whole world, since the birth and the hearing of Abbot W.D. Muhammad, they have known that the help of Allah is coming and that the time of Satan's rule is getting short. If we stay the course of establishing the good life of the Quran, the good life of believing in one God, the good life of believing in his messenger and his ex-prophet, use that terminology. Imam Muhammad was telling that. Don't put this on me. Don't put your life depending upon what I did or what I say. I'm telling you, my leader is Prophet Muhammad. Do what Prophet Muhammad did in serving the law, in doing what Allah says, in obeying the law. Prophet Muhammad left two cities and a bunch of countries under the influence of Allah, not him, under the influence of the Quran, not him. So it's very clear. Allah that will tell us 1,400 years ago that what he is telling the human family is clear if it was not true. So that means it's clear to us too. What we need to be asking ourselves, what is the image? What is the image that we see of Allah? What is the image that we see of the Quran? What is the image that we see of Prophet Muhammad? And what is the image of the Imam W.D. Muhammad's life in Tafsir that we're studying now? What is making it so foggy? What is making it so seem like the good life of the Quran ain't good enough? That's what this program here, before the ink is dry and you have locked in the itinerary of what you want, or what you want us and people around the world to support you. You know, so we have to be mindful that it's only going to be successful if it's the good life of the Holy Quran. And like I said, everything else that we need to have that good life, we know we got to have the universal educational system. And we thank Allah that it was given to the opportunity of Sister Claire Muhammad as a mother, a believing mother, the mother of believers in our time, to show us how important it is that we do not let nobody touch the minds and the heart of our children. Nobody touches the minds and the heart of our children except the believing Muslim. Not even the Muslim. The believing Muslim. Because we can't have our children learn anything from going into the immigrant convenience store and they see liquor and cigarettes and everything being sold. That's not the type of Muslim that Allah wants teaching our children. Allah wants the believers of the good life that's in the Quran be the one who's going to be responsible for teaching our children and our grandchildren how to reciprocate and reproduce that same good life in their faith in the law, the Quran, in the life of Prophet Muhammad, and in the history of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Because, see, that'll be there. Like that brother Farrakhan called himself doing. We the final call. That's why he wanted to take that with him, that paper. But we the final call. Those of us who believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Rasulullah, and like Abraham, our life and our death is all for that, and we follow the example that Allah has given us, we are the final call. And Imam Muhammad and I prove that. No one else that we have learned of yet in the history of al-Islam that we know of, and it could be there, but we don't know of it right now, who was a Muslim who Allah raised from the Muslim or people who wanted to believe, and he gave them the responsibility of calling the whole world to one God, one. He inspired them and supported them to get them over the obstacles that was preventing them from just believing in one God. Them, because they was under oppression or whatever. You know, that's why Allah tells us in these days and times, we have a better understanding what that fight and oppression means. You know, and that's why those over there in the Middle East, some of them, they might be right, and they might be right. That's why they fight amongst themselves. One of them is trying to fight oppression. That is oppressing his immediate family there in the Middle East. You know, because of those meth paths. Because of those tribalism. They are going back to doing what they were doing before in the times of the Jahiliyyah. Under the auspice that they are believers in the Quran and the Light of Christ. They are fighting each other, because one of them, and that goes to show you why Allah tells us in the Quran and in the life of Prophet Muhammad, when two brothers fight, we are supposed to have shura. If they was in the good life, if they was in the good life, they would have to come to shura. And the leaders and the scholars in the religion would try to find out which one of them is wrong and what is the shaitan or whatever, the guilty of what it's doing, to try to establish something that is not Quran upon the one that is following Quran. And then we try to help them resolve it and show in shura, well, brother, you found a little bit of, you letting that money, or you letting this, or you letting that, or you letting your friends in England, or you letting your Christian friends, they're kind of making you want to try to have the both worlds, and you can't do that. You're oppressing your brother. So either you, through your own du'as to Allah, through your own self-counseling, come to the conclusion that one of y'all wrong. And from our findings, from what we have researched, this brother over here is trying to follow Quran and Sunnah. You're going to either have a feast attacking them or trying to put that on them, or we're all going to be against you. See, that's the good life of the Quran. The Quran's not going to let no Muslims lie to each other, manipulate each other, turn each other against each other because of their own logic or because of the logic of the shaitan. And right now here in America, we won't even stand up for justice amongst ourselves. That's why people don't look at us like we're crazy. They say they're not even just each other. Now, how in the world are they going to try to tell us that al-Islam is just the type of al-Islam they are modeling in our face here in North America? We have to take advantage of this itinerary that Allah has blessed you to have the last decision, though, because he gave this opportunity to you. And before the ink is dry, we try to instill in you that everything that you want, the science, the science program, the restoring of Sister Clara Muhammad, the family life, you know, and to show you how we are being so conditioned as well, we are even scared to really even talk about coming together as a community. We just don't even believe that we have the ability to sit down and shore with all the technology that we got to keep a track of whoever is a member of the universal community of al-Islam or the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, you know, or between those two or whatever we come up with. We don't even have the faith that we can do that. That's the shame that Shaitan has beat us down to where we won't even ask for what Allah has prescribed for us in the Quran, and that is the established thing. Now that we don't believe we have the capability of doing it no more. But that's what we got to do. So the wisdom of our Almighty God, Allah, to give us this opportunity to establish the good life according to the Quran in 1 hour. He said we can do it in 1 hour. Because so far he has inspired you just to say the Holy Quran, hour. So if you don't forget about that platform, that basic cry for help to all of us to support you in, and if we lose that base reason why you're doing what you say you're doing, you say you're doing it because you want the good life, according to the Quran, so that we can have the Sister Claire Muhammad School back. We can have our farms back. We can have our community back if we want to initialize. All up to how well you humble yourself to ask the believers to believe you, to believe us who are supporting you, to come and give their top priority. If there's something they disagree with about the good life of the Quran, that maybe the Quran ain't the good life, invite them to come to the program and explain from the Quranic Arabia in their translation, in the best of their English, where are you getting this from that we are not supposed to be one community? Where are you getting this from that we're not supposed to establish the pillar of Islam, the Ark of Faith? Where are you getting this from we are not supposed to establish Zakat? Where are you getting this from in the Quran that the one for your brother, what you want for yourself, and the love for your brother, what you love for yourself, where are you getting it in the Quran that's not what we're supposed to be doing in real life? You know, where in the Quran where brothers and sisters can fall out with each other and call each other troublemakers and all kind of different names and have no proof of it? Maybe that will help do the Dawah program is meant to do peaceability law. The good life, according to the Quran, it's supposed to be a salvation for every human being who hears. That's why, again, part two is very important in these letters. And the advertisement before you sign off on your final itinerary of this program, give the public an opportunity. Imam Muhammad said, first, before we do anything, make sure everybody has the opportunity to hear the clear facts involved so that they can make a justful decision if they want to establish the good life according to the Quran or if they want to go it on practicing down Islam like they've been doing. And like Allah tells you in the Quran, you think the Shiites don't think they right? You think the Hanifas don't think they right? You think the Ahmadiyyas don't think they right? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Allah says in the Quran, they think they all right. You know what I mean? And what you tell them, they ain't going to believe. They think the type of Islam that they are living and trying to establish is okay. Though it discriminates against those of another nationality, using that terminology, or those of us who are trying to establish Al-Islam, not Islam, or a name to call ourselves, like they done the Hanis and all like that. We are not the name. Al-Islam has already been named by Allah. It's called Al-Islam. It's not called all these different methods and all these other. It's not called that. That is the way of somebody who is taking advantage, sometimes even through force. Like the Saul family took over the righteous office of the Khalifa that the Prophet said, somebody is taking advantage of the free will of the people who are ignorant, and they don't know how to fight peace be Allah. They don't know when to fight. And instead of watching themselves lose their faith in Allah, compromising the following of the Quran, and letting somebody replace the example of Prophet Muhammad, be so-and-so, so-and-so, Sheikh so-and-so, so-and-so, Akeem, so-and-so, so-and-so. They done took the place and authority of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the eyes of the ignorant people who they are ruling. But Allah said, that is it in us. He's given us an opportunity for the believers. Not for everybody now. Just for the believers. And a believer might not be your mother, might not be your father, might not be your uncle. And they're going to have to stand on their own 2 feet on the day of judgment. So you cannot sacrifice yourself to the point to where you make a choice between a disbeliever, be it your relative or not your relative, against the believer. You can't do that. Not if you believe. Not if you live in the good life of the Quran, because you're supposed to be inviting anybody, be it family or whatever. Make it clear to them every chance that they will let you, explain to them that it is better that you obey God than to obey Jesus Christ, than obey Buddha, to obey Baptist, Methodist, whatever the concept you got. It is better, because I can't go over to where you at. I've been there before, remember? I'm your nephew. I'm the same one that when I was 10, 9, 10, 11, up to it out in the street. I'm Muslim now. I'm a believer now in the one God. I don't have to go back into what I just left, trying to find salvation and trying not to go to hell in this world or the hell in the next that the Bible talks about, the Torah talks about. Every revelation that you can find, regardless of how much it's been contaminated or compromised, it still tells you about heaven. It still tells you about the hereafter. And so I'm telling you as a relative or whatever, the best life, the good life, and even in their language, is for you to follow this last revelation. Let's take away the word Al-Quran. This is the last revelation. Read it. Let me quote to you from it. And you'll see that the good life that I'm talking about is better than the good life that Jesus Christ, who died on the cross. And you look all around you every day when you walk in your house, and you see like the Christ-like world of the Son of God who died on the cross has permitted y'all to develop it. And y'all say y'all believe in that fantasy. The best life, the good life, is in the Quran. Now, like it always, we start off with just one or two or three or four, but y'all must understand, we must understand, they must understand. Boy, this is a great mercy from Allah that he's extending to us in the community of Imam Warf D. Muhammad here in the United States of America. Our scholars ain't having been rewarded by Allah to establish something like this. But it's giving them a platform to come and share blessings that Allah had blessed them with. And they're taking all their blessings, all their Arabia, all their scientific knowledge, all their mathematical knowledge. They now have a vessel, excuse me, inshallah, Allah alam, that they can pour now all their blessings in establishing Deen al-Islam the way that their leader and teacher has been telling them for 45 years, even from, we pray Allah has a light in his grave, he's still making du'as for us, like we make a du'as for him. Establish his good life according to the Quran. No other book, no other, not, he says, not even from my top seer. Follow the Quran. Follow the life of Prophet Muhammad. That's what I would do. That's what I did. And I had, by Allah's permission, people all over this earth asking me to come and tell them, what did Allah say? What does the Quran say? What does the life of Prophet Muhammad say and demonstrate? Ain't that something? And remember, all those people, all those business opportunities, all of those teachers, they want to come and help us to establish the good life in America. Why? because they know America is going to indirectly or directly defend the whispers of the Shaitan. They know that the United States government, given a choice, will support the whispers of Shaitan, money, materialism, privacy, homosexuality, like it's doing already. The United States of America is not trying to stop homosexuality, racism. They can't even handle the crime that they have created. So people in the world, the scholars of whatever level of understanding the law has given them, they are waiting to support us to change this threat to the world, this powerful, wonderful country, which has already chosen to live a false life of believing that God had a son, to believing that somebody is already so great in power that they have already died for our sins, and they already accepted homosexuality, drinking, drugs, and making money off of it. And they got one of the greatest fighting machines in the world, except against the law and the believers, except against the law and believers. But the law said it don't have to come to that. The war is in the heart, where the Quran is at. The Quran is in the heart of every human being on this earth. It's up to the dawah and the da'is to make the human being want what is in their heart. Because on the other side of that physical heart, the soul of the human being is telling you, obey Allah and His messenger. Obey Allah and His messenger. But you know, it can only just tell you. It can't force you. Your intellect has got to take control of your will and make your will do the right thing. That's why they say mind over matter. The heart, the soul, is telling the intellect to make the right choice, and the mind, the man, however you want to look at, vice versa, has to make that final decision of whether or not we're going to go forward and set the soul free until the day of judgment in this creation that we're in right now. The soul will be free to live in peace while Allah gives Satan his respite, not us. When Allah show him that the believers who are living the good life on earth, you can't talk them out of doing nothing wrong. You can't talk them into doing nothing wrong. They ain't going for it. They ain't going for treating their brother this way and that way. They ain't going for treating a person because of their skin color. They ain't going to let a human being have so much oppression on their intellect that they don't know whether or not they want to be a man or a woman when it's already been identified by Almighty God Allah what their soul and what their destiny is already is. We ain't going to do that. A believer ain't going to do that. You know, and the fight begins at home. Remember, the children in a large family, they learn how to get along with humanity by first learning at home in the walls of their house how to get along with each other for the sake of God, for the sake of pleasing their mother and father, for the sake of loving their brother and their sister, and then they carry it out into the street, treating people the same way like they do people at home, like you family. And if they reject it, leave them alone. You know, you don't try to force it on them. If they don't want you to be their brother, leave them alone. And don't let them come to you with a candy bar, with a brand new car, or anything, and try to develop a relationship with you other than a brother relationship or family relationship that you offer them. You should be mindful, and your talk should let you know, I'm not going to, this person believe in homosexuality, this people believe. So just because he or she is trying to give me a gift, like Allah told us in the Quran, Shaitan will do anything and the people under his influence will do anything you can imagine to get you to fall back on their way. That's a heck of a thing to think of. But they can't do that if we have established the good life in this Quranic hour that we were supposed to get testimonial to, call guest speakers into, so that when they understand how important it is to help you reestablish the Sister Clara Muhammad school system, to establish scientific study the way Allah has told us in the Quran. Learn the nature of things. You already been taught the name of it. Learn the nature so that you may have dominion over it. But we have to do all those things in peace. You can't do them if you let Satan bother you, let Satan people bother you, let Satan people live all amongst you, and though you don't have no treaty with them like your prophet did. There's got to be some respect established for the good life. There is no respect in the United States of America for the good life of the creator of all the world and of the revelation he has sent to human family and of all the examples of the prophets, the messengers, and the people. They have no respect for it. They think the life of the shaitan is better. Brother, you don't like pork? Oh, man, one drink ain't going to hurt you, man. You know. Man, don't you think he cute? Oh, man, anybody on that, man, we ain't go. They invite you to everything wrong, knowingly or unknowingly. They don't invite us to nothing good unless there's some kind of hook behind it, and they got us doing the same thing with each other. They don't want a believer to get involved in trying to help each other establish the United States. They don't want you to get involved or her to get involved. You too much trouble, like the Hadith said. The Hadith said, those who say, la ilaha illallah, I'm not sure, but I'm not sincere, they get angry when they see a believer come into the masjid or a believer come into the conversation or a believer come. They get mad that you come in with what Imam Muhammad gave you. That's with the light on. Talking straight. Time to plan a good ear. Time to plan good sadaqa. Time to plan good iftars. You know, with the mind and the heart first, not with just the food. With the mind and the first. Get the iftar of the mind, the iftar of the heart, the ear of the mind, the ear of the heart, in preparation for the physical ear celebration for the body and soul. That's what this opportunity before the itinerary is signed off on, and the support that you are looking for has restrictions on it, and not the freedom to support you in all that is good. Be mindful that Shaitan has gone nowhere. He's listened to every word we said. He's making a plan, a scheme on every weak point of our belief that he can perceive or sense or whatever, so that he can use it in a future screen down the road to keep us separated in a state of fitna. And even more, if he can get away with it, he don't care. That's two for one. I go after one, and I get the other one. You know, I go after 10, and I get 20. He don't care. He just wants the hellfire full with him. You know. So we have to remember that's the goal of the good life. According to the Quran and Sunnah, and we pray Allah will bless us to make the right decision according to the responsibility that Allah gives us. Just what you folks do, like I said today in closing, the best thing that we can do for anybody in the world, I mean, I know we used to say that old word, get ourselves again. No, we don't say that. Say it like Allah says in the translation. Save your own soul first with the belief in the law, in the final revelation, Al-Quran, and the life example Prophet Muhammad, how to duck the hellfire and get a high place in the Jannah. Echoed by our leadership in this world, in our reality, Imam W. Muhammad. And we're still getting the influence to help us from his life. We make the right choice. So may Allah peace and blessings be born to those of you who are in the queue. May Allah bless Amin Muhammad in his effort to try to make this great, great decision, you know, on his own test. This is his test. And we want to be here right here with him when he take his test, because it helps us pass ours. While we have a time to go over the information that we're going to be tested on, so that we can go into that test room that Allah gives us, and we all have the same answer, the same confidence, the same happiness in knowing that Allah has prepared us more than enough to pass this easy test of establishing a good life according to the Quran and Sunnah. Amen. Back to you, brother. Or Rashad.
Okay. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum, brother Rashad. Brother Rashad, you want to make your prayer? You want to say Al-Fatiha? As-salamu alaykum, brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum, brother Muhammad. Okay, I'm gonna say Al-Fatiha, and until later on in the night, for blessings are concerned, alhamdulillah, or tomorrow morning again, alhamdulillah. So, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ar-rahmanir rahim, malik yawmiddin, iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, ihdina siratal mustaqim, siratal ladina amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin.
Amen. Yeah, man. Alhamdulillah. Everybody, be safe.
You too,
okay, my
brother.
Assalamualaikum,
brother.
Assalamualaikum,
brother Bashar and brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
To both of brothers.
Yes, sir. May Allah love and protect us like He's been doing.
All right, brother. That's right. Assalamualaikum.